Hello, and welcome to Techlandia, Grumpy Old Teacher. I am the grumpiest of the old teachers, and I'm the oldest, too. The grumpiest, the oldest, and the fattest of the teachers on this podcast. I am John Samuelson, otherwise known as at John, J-O-N, Samuelson, on the Twitters, formerly known as at iPad Sammy. Until this week, all I've been doing is deploying iPads, and I want to go jump out of a tall building in a single bound. Over in Southern California, that's what I feel like. Every time someone goes, can I have an app? And you're just like, okay. Can I make a static mobile group in my mobile device management JAMP thing? And can I enter all your serial numbers one at a time to deploy them? Sure, that'll be 4 hours of great fun.
John, how do you really feel about it all?
Yeah, I don't feel very great about it. Over in Southern California, we have the lovely and talented...
I am Scott Bedley. I am Scott Each, S-C-O-T-T-E-A-C-H, on the Twitters. Or, as John, you like to tweet at me, and you really only tweet at me at Tossfair.
That's right, I like Tossfair. Because when I think of you, it's like a carnival. I think of you just as a happy teacher with students going all around the carnival, like Great America or something. Six Flags.
That's pretty much how it is. It's utopia. That is.
It's just, here, read this book and go up this roller coaster and down this roller coaster. Now, give me a summary. There it is. All right, so we're doing Grumpy Old Teachers. We don't know why we do Grumpy. Why do we do Grumpy Old Teachers, Scott?
I think it's just to keep practicing and trying to figure out how to be better at podcasting.
You know what? David Terrio is not on this podcast, so surprisingly, we have no technical difficulties whatsoever. He must be jinxed. David Terrio.
I was tweeting with him today. He's... You know what? He has a good balance in life. He was doing the kale family smoothies. Thing today.
Kale smoothies and gluten-free tofu that he eats.
I'll tell you what. That guy knows.
He's a foodie.
He's a legit foodie. And if he says, try this, that restaurant, I'm going to as soon as possible. It's like one of his outside of education passions, I guess.
So maybe we could call, we have a new nickname for David Terrio. He is the Guy Fieri of education, of ed tech. we had a good meal with him. We had great sushi that one night when we went out with him, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Oh man, that place was good. I think you picked it out though.
No, they go to that. I go to there's two restaurants. There's a sister restaurant. Over in a little town of Tustin, who, by the way, here's a weird story. Amy Fadeji, right, who's now on Techlandia with you, she's a principal in Petaluma. Mm-hmm. So my great-great-great-grandfather came down with Columbus Tustin, the guy who founded the city of Tustin. Wow. And they lived in Petaluma, where Amy is a principal.
Get out of here.
Just made that up. No, that's serious. That's a real story.
I remember Tustin because Quentin Tarantino has, I remember that from Reservoir Dogs. They say, hey, that's okay. You've got Seymour Scagnetti. You're over here. He comes to visit you at the docks in Long Beach. That's okay. You're delivering a shipment to Tustin. Oh, Quentin Tarantino with his L.A., references. I love those. All I know about LA is what I learned from Quentin Tarantino movies.
Yeah.
So, and Melrose Place. That's 90210. Let's be honest. So anyway, gosh, I miss 90210. God, that was a great show. Not the new 90210, the old 90210. That was good stuff.
If you have a choice between the 21 Jump Street, the new one, or the old one, where do you go on that one?
I have not watched the new 21 Jump Street movies. I have not seen either one of them. I don't know. It seems like they could be funny, though.
They're pretty popular.
Yeah. Who's in those?
What's his face?
What's his face?
And
What's his face?
he, I got, I'm so bad at people, actors, and I'm like,
Are you talking about Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill? See, I was trying to test you there.
yes.
You don't you failed right there.
I fail on any movie trivia like that. If you want to talk about, no, I'm not really good at trivia anymore. I used to be decent at it. No, I know. I don't really follow any of that stuff.
I
I'm
haven't.
grumpy. I'm old. I don't have time to watch movies. Who has time to watch movies?
That's what I was just saying before we went on the air. Okay, here we go. Ready? Here's your app then pick. It is called Trivia Crack.
Wow.
Trivia Crack right now. I am, let's see where I'm ranking for this week. I have answered 490 correct questions. See that? I am at the top. I'll get a gold medal if I can survive these next 20 hours with the most questions answered. And then all time, I am number five with my
Wow.
Facebook friends. I just started playing too. Dave Guymon, number seven. Let's see, Jeremy Miss. Oh my gosh, wait, we forgot all the sound effects. Mr. Technology, number 10. Let's see, Star Saxstein, number 13. Let's see how many people I can names I can drop on my Facebook friends that are also playing Trivia Crack. Teresa Steger, Spike Cook, Christina Peters, Mr. Brett Clark, who, by the way,
Now,
let's look at Mr. Brett Clark for a second, because I can look at his profile. Watch this. I am 2-0 against Brett Clark. He has never beaten me. I crush people at trivia. It's the easiest trivia
John.
ever. It's like, how many dwarves did Snow White have?
Was it four?
The correct answer is zero. She doesn't have any of them. No, I don't know. But it's cool because they crowdsource the questions on some of them. So some of them are pretty lame and easy questions.
Hey, let me ask you this. I was at a conference today, and but the it's a local Q conference, and it's OCQ Tech Fest, and
Nice.
the JRGO is on like the planning
I
committee, and Kate Petty. I don't know if you know Kate. She's
don't know Kate.
amazing.
Okay.
She's awesome. Brandon Wislowski. There's just a bunch of really good Southern California people that planned this. They flipped it up, John. They threw out the whole keynote speaker concept, and they brought in marshmallows and spaghetti noodles,
Oh, I love that
and had
activity.
people building like,
That's the best
and they had
activity.
competitions at the tables, and they were, it was, I mean, it was, there's a lot of energy in the room, whereas usually it's everyone sitting and listening to a keynote speaker, and this was a big change, you know, and I gotta say, I really liked it.
Give it up for no keynote speakers. How about that? Let's stop the keynote speakers. Let's make a movement right now. Grumpy old teachers, let's stop the keynotes. There's no keynotes anymore. Do something. How about
There's
this?
no I in keynote.
Right, there's no I in keynote. I don't want to hear these grand plans. I want action. I want you to do something. I don't want to hear a fortune cookie tweet. I don't want to hear it anymore. We're out there doing it. I'm out there doing it now, Scott. I don't care. We have, now that I know how many years you teach, I used to put we have like 35 years of teaching experience. Now I know we have 39, so I put we have almost 40 years of teaching experience between the two of us. We've seen things that people haven't seen.
Hey
And I'm
John,
telling
this
you.
was the other cool part. So they asked anyone that was a presenter to sit at like a table. It was in like a large gymnasium to sit at a table, and if you were in their sessions, you could go back, have a conversation with them more one-on-one, instead of a group conversation. I think a lot of the sessions ended up being more ed camp like. Not all, I'm sure not all of them. Obviously I wasn't in all of them, but it seemed like the discussions I heard going on, it was people were really making them more interactive and a move in the right direction, I think. And it's cool to see that today.
That's funny because on Techlandia, we're going to not have a guest on Monday's show, but we're going to talk about reimagining conferences. Now I actually have something to bring to the table. I
Yeah,
can bring
it's,
up that.
I think
Thanks,
it's
Scott.
being reimagined, right?
Yeah.
So
Oh,
what
man.
would you do? Well, I can't steal your thunder. That would be a bummer.
I don't have any thunder.
Hey, this guy, really cool, nice guy named Brent today was sharing with me, Clickaloo app. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
Timbaloo.
he it's
Skip to
for,
the loo.
it's like a scavenger hunt thing. I never heard of it. I haven't even tried it yet.
Oh, wait,
He was.
you're talking about, no. Now I have heard of it because you're talking about Kickaclue.
Kick a clue. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and Allison Anderson gave that on Techlandia like a year and a half ago.
Is it
Kickaclue.
awesome?
It's cool. Yeah, it's not bad. I think, in fact, I think that we were just I was just talking with the guy that I work with, one old kid on Twitter, Matt Head, and Sean Williams, who is Shawnee on the Twitters. And he was at a conference in Sactown today. He was doing something. I think he was keynoting in Sactown. That's Sean Williams, because he knows everything Google. But they were
Right.
talking about they were going to do a scavenger hunt at IPDX. And I
That's
think they
awesome.
might use that app. Kickaclue.
Kick a clue.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and
I
then
have heard of it.
he was also telling me about this app called Angry Birds that I thought was I'd never I mean, John,
It's really
seriously.
cool. You could probably teach a physics lesson with Angry Birds.
No, Brent wasn't telling me about that, but he was telling me about the other one, Kick a clue, and I'm lame. I'm
No,
not.
that's, I mean, that's, it's, it hasn't gotten out there as much as it should, but yeah, Allison loves that app. Allison Anderson, Ted Rosici on the Twitters.
Ted Rosici.
Ted
I
Rosici
miss
knows
Allison.
stuff. I know. Allison's good stuff. Allison, if you ever listen to the podcast now, I mean, Allison's the reason we started the podcast. She's
Yeah,
gone.
I know.
Where is she? Don't know.
I've
Took her
seen
back
this,
sometime.
I've seen the school she's at. My son was playing on the playground there.
Oh, I know,
So.
right? Well, so what? Tell me what else happened at the conference, and what else did you? What else? What kind of knowledge did you kick at the old? Besides talking to, did you talk to JR at all?
I talked to JR. He's a great guy. One of your former Techlandia guests, Elizabeth Gould, was there presenting. E. Gould.
Elizabeth Gould. She was my roommate at Q last year. I just like to say that because it makes me sound like all fancy or whatever, but really they kept me in the garage and they stayed in the house that we
How
rented.
was the garage?
I had my own separate room.
She was great. She had a lot of fun. She had an interactive session. I mean, Elizabeth, she's just a good person.
Yeah, how's she liking her new job?
She's loving it,
That's good.
totally loving it. And I guess her school has like a beautiful ocean view. It's down in I think Dana Point area. For those of you that are not in California, that's like beautiful. It's south of Laguna Beach. So if you know the show Laguna Beach,
Of
then you
course.
know it's south of there.
It's by Heidi, where Heidi lives.
That's right.
I'm
So yeah,
sorry.
no, she was there. Gosh, man, there's just some really neat people. Jen Wagner was there, speaking
Jen
with
Wagner.
I don't do you know Dennis Grice? He's
I
he
know
is
of Dennis Christ, yes.
man, that guy's smart. Gosh, every time if I don't know, he's just one of those go-to people like Lisa Heifel and just a couple a handful of people that I always I know they're gonna have the answer for me because they know it.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it was a good conference. It was a lot of people. They did a nice job just organizing it and having some good variety of sessions there. And they my sessions were just basic sessions. I did one on Skype and Google Hangouts and how to use those. Did a like a 101 session on that, and then I did another one on global games is what I called it. I took that title from Joanne Fox. We're going to present out at the Mothership Big Q in Palm Springs on that same title.
Is that what they
So
call it? They call it the Mothership
yeah, I don't
Big
know.
Q. Mike
I
Lawrence, is
just
that an
did.
official title from Mike Lawrence? The
Maybe. He is a Star Trek fan.
Mothership. Yeah, I can see
So,
that. Well, that's cool. Well, that's cool. It sounds like fun. It sounds like a cool bunch of people.
Yeah, no, it was a good conference, and I had Panera for breakfast, which was always nice.
Oh, Panera Bread Company.
A little bit of cheese and bacon and spinach souffle.
A little bit of cheese is what you need. A little bit of bacon before the queue. Gosh, whatever happened to Lou Bega? Mambo Number 5. It's a good song.
He's on Mambo number 722 right now.
Yeah, he's probably still cashing in on Mambo Number 5. That's cool. That sounds good. You know what? I am off myself to a conference, which
I
I
know.
promised that I would not present at a conference for a while. And then lo and behold, they rope me in. Just when I think they're out, they pull me back in.
Hey, when Hudgy Bear calls,
That's right.
you
Well, I gotta
go.
make it good too. What am I gonna? I mean, I'm like presenting on Monday. I haven't even started, and it's Sunday night at 12:14 in the morning. I'm leaving in like 12 hours to fly to Boise. What do I do? I don't know.
I
You know
would
what? You
panic
know what?
badly.
Panic, but I never do panic.
John, this is like
I
old hat
know.
for you. This is like old hat.
It's been a while. It's been a while. I can't even remember the last time I presented. Can't plug and play. July.
It can't be worse than Grumpy Old Teacher's first episode.
That's right. You know what? No matter what happens and how, if I fall flat on my face, I can always be like, yeah, well, there's always
And
Grumpy Old Teacher's number one. That was worse.
speaking of Tim Bedley,
Speaking of Tim Bedley,
we
and that's
totally missed that.
yeah, he voxed me. I do have some. If there is somebody that is going to queue out there, Tim Bedley is offering $10 to a person that will carry around his oxygen tank for the day. So you can get a little bit. It's like the Tim Bedley scholarship, partial scholarship fund. Can't even say it. Oh, poor Tim.
Those are all the tweets coming in for
Yeah, that's right. At this
that.
rate, I mean, he's so thin, the oxygen tank weighs more than he does, probably, right?
That guy, he
That guy weighs like
bench
a buck
presses it. He just
15.
walks around with the oxygen tank, just doing like curls with
He can bench press twice his own weight because he only weighs a buck 10.
it. I wish I weighed a buck 10, man.
Like a buck 10 overweight. Speaking of that, let's talk about our little weight challenge. If anybody out there is an old teacher, and we decided that Scott and I have decided off the air that we are at our fattest right now,
Thank you
I
for
think
bringing
we're
that
gonna
up
get we're
on the
gonna I'm
air,
gonna fire
John.
up my wearable. We're gonna fire up our Fitbit, and we're gonna start trying to lose some weight, right? Are we serious about this? Are we making
Yeah,
this public?
I mean, I said no fast food for this year. Not that I eat fast food anyways, but
I said no fast food for today.
you already break
And
that?
I made it. I made it. 16 minutes to spare. Now I'm going to go to Jack in the Box after we get off the air.
Yeah.
Two tacos for 99 cents. You can't beat it.
You can't beat that.
Oh,
You
gosh.
really can't.
So did you,
Go
did
to,
I
you
tell
can go
you?
to Voodoo Donuts now, man.
I can go to Voodoo Donuts anytime I want.
I know.
Do you know that I went on Sunday night? It was real Sunday night, so it was Monday morning. I went to Taco Bell at 12:15, and there was a line 7 cars deep. And I didn't just keep driving; I went and waited in the line for Taco so I could get some Nachos
Hey,
Grande. That's what I'm
listen.
talking about. We need to do this. So we're gonna get our Fitbits, and we'll start. I don't know. Maybe we'll tweet. I've got some good websites for you that we can use where we can kind of try and motivate each other.
All right. I'm in.
Okay, you
I'm
got to
in.
go get your Fitbit.
Health's an important thing.
Yeah, health is important. There's no use taking the omega-3s unless you actually actually get out of the house and do some walking or something.
I'm considering going on an all vitamin diet, just only vitamins.
Mine's gonna be vitamins and Greek yogurt and chia
Just,
seeds.
do you crush up the vitamins on top of the yogurt and just
No, I just I but this is my healthy drink right here. My pear, Indonesian nashi pear.
I don't
Five
even know what
calories.
that is, but it looks healthy.
It's delicious and it's 5 calories. And it's got
That's
antioxidants.
That's awesome.
Whoa, clean out, flush out my system.
See, everybody's all antioxidant. I'm pro-oxidant.
You know, why are people so antioxidant lately?
What did oxidants do to them?
I don't know.
I'm tired of that.
I know, I am too.
I'm going to make a t-shirt that says, I'm pro-oxidants. Everyone's against gluten, too. Poor gluten.
Yeah. Was gluten even a thing 10 years ago?
And I don't know why they want a free gluten. Has it been locked up or something?
I don't know. We'll have to ask Tim. Tim knows. Tim's been around forever. Oh, my gosh. Hey,
right, let's talk education here somehow.
Okay, let's talk education. Okay, so here's one thing that's been on my mind. All right, ready? I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. What about the money wasted, and here's the money sound effect if you didn't know that we like to play sound effects, on meetings. Oh, my gosh. The time that we waste in meetings. What is going on with the meetings? I think we have meetings, pre-meetings about meetings. And I know I don't have a classroom, and I work out of the district office, which kills me because I would actually like to be in the classroom doing stuff with students more, which I'm supposed to be doing. But yeah, gosh, there's a lot of meetings.
So, John, let me ask you this. Like, what would you rather get, like meetings or an email for everything that should be in a meeting? Like, so which is the worst of those two evils?
The sad thing is you probably get both, and then both are a waste of time and money. All right, so I have to choose between a meeting or an email. I mean, maybe I would choose the meeting because then at least I could delete my emails while I was in the meeting and get something productive done. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, at what point, though, are meetings too much? Is there a point?
I think that you should schedule just half-hour meetings. I think that would be the first thing that would save time. Instead, because if you schedule an hour-long meeting, usually it always goes an hour. I saw – this is the article I read on NPR. And if you schedule a two-hour meeting, usually to have the same agenda and you go through it in 2 hours instead of 1 hour. And I think it's nice to touch base every now and then. And I don't mind, like, touching base meetings.
Right.
But, yeah, let's just do a quick half hours. That half hour is about my attention. And then I think
probably most people's attention, though.
Yeah, I think right. I think so.
So at a conference, so should your sessions at a conference be half an hour too? Like, do you want to carry that like logic out to a conference? Because I know you're about to speak at a conference, right?
Right. So I'm doing 90-minute sessions.
But you could have three 30-minute sessions in there.
I know. Well, I mean, when I'm thinking about it, actually, I'm kind of breaking it down into little tiny – I kind of break my sessions into 10-minute segments. That's kind of how I go. And so here we're going to talk about this, and I'm hoping at these sessions we're actually going to – I'm going to talk for 10 minutes, and then we're going to do for 10 minutes, and then I can talk about something else for 10 minutes. We can do something else for 10 minutes. That way it only takes half my prep time.
I mean, I was telling the Tim Bedley today.
Grandpa, you know, Bedley?
I was telling, oh my God. I was telling him, like, you know, bring the inspiration and then get out of people's way. Bring an idea generator and get out of their way. Bring some concept that maybe pushes them a little bit further than they thought they could go and get out of their way and see what they can do with it. And I think challenging people in a session and then seeing where they go is exciting for them, and it generates conversation. I mean, the session that I was doing today, I one of the first things I did was have the people just get up and walk around and meet each other. If I was talking about connecting digitally, we better be able to do it face to face first, because the conversations that people were having, they got right into it with each other, just talking about some really good educational conversations. And like, I almost was just like, forget my session. Let's just all just talk about education, because we don't really get time to do that. So I don't know, John, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Well, one of them is, I had to make him up really fast because I was a last-minute replacement. Well, I'm going to take over one of the sessions. It's called Common Core and the iPad, I think. So I don't know. You know what I'm gonna do? You know what has always served me well, and it didn't serve me as well last year because I wasn't working, in teaching. But now that I am again, I just like to take stuff that people are doing or things that I used to do, things that I was doing. Now it's cool because I can dip into what other people are doing and I can talk about what they're doing and show what people are actually doing in the classroom. Here's a novel concept. Teachers, highlighting teachers that are doing something with their students. Not like, I feel like that's what a lot of conferences are. It's like, here, I've got this great plan for what I could do in this perfect paradise, but I don't know. I haven't tested it because I'm not working in education. I'm just an educational consultant or whatever,
Yeah, it does. I mean, it does make you wonder what's actually happening when you hear some ideas and like, oh my gosh, you feel like, I don't know. I feel this way sometimes. I'm like, I hear ideas that people are doing. I'm like, wow, I am really not very good at this teaching job. And I try my hardest, right? So, but yeah, sometimes you wonder if these are actually proven ideas or if they are ideas that people have had. And so they sound like they run perfectly smooth, but they've never been implemented in a situation where there are 10-year-olds or 8-year-olds or 16-year-olds.
Or Wi-Fi issues, or I can't download this app issue, or something goes wrong with Apple Configurator or the mobile. Right, and that's what I think. I like to, when we do these things, I always like to say, this is where I had problems, so that if you're at the session, you can avoid the problems. And that's one of the things I always, I don't know, I always thought was a strength for me was that, I could. I would if a teacher like there was a teacher she wanted to do something with like the avatar whatever the talking avatar thing was I forget this was like 3 years ago but she liked the talking avatar thing she wanted to do some of those and so I was like do you want I actually looked at her and said do you want me to go in the computer lab first and tell you what not to do and so I went in there and totally found all the bugs that all the obstacles that you had to go through and then I went okay here you go. This is what you have to do, and here we fixed it on some of the computers, but you want to do this, and not go through this way, and definitely don't use Internet Explorer as your browser, or but there is something, I mean, I can't bag on that because there are some things that we used to use in our computer lab, and Internet Explorer was the only thing that would, and it's you can't tell unless you do it, and that's the only way, there's nothing to it but to do it, and sometimes. I mean, that's a lot of the thing that I talk about sometimes. I'm like, you know what, teachers, just go in there. You know what? If it fails, you'll live to fight another day, and you'll chalk it up to experience and you become better for it.
Yeah, and that's that tinkering attitude that you have to kind of come to because ed tech and technology still isn't, it's plug and play, kind of, but it's not like a television where you can turn it on and it just works pretty much all the time, you know? It's not quite to that point yet. Hey, have you, there, somebody was telling me about that there's actually a website or something like that that you can go and it runs all the like Apple IIe programs and like from the past or something like that.
It's like the Internet Archives or something like that. I was playing Oregon Trail the other day. It's cool.
How'd you do? Dysentery?
I was the last survivor. I think I got to Wyoming.
Hey.
That's Wyoming's my bad luck state. Wyoming's like February for me, and it just turned February. February is always my bad luck month, but if I have a bad luck state, Wyoming. It's a
Really?
bad luck state for, in fact, no offense to anybody in Wyoming. I think you should move out of Wyoming. They pay their teachers well in Wyoming, though. But I think that we should move out and do it kind of like Kurt Russell, Escape from New York style. Just build a big fence around Wyoming and put like all the bad people in there,
Isn't it
and then just
beautiful, though?
let them go at it. No, it's beautiful there. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll section off some of the flat parts or something. Yeah, and we can keep the beautiful part. But yeah, that's my radical idea. Do you like that one? Should I take that to Arnie Duncan?
Wait, so here, eliminate February and Wyoming is what you're
Want to
done.
eliminate Wyoming. It's a You know, like you said, I have, in my experiences, I just say that because I've had bad luck. I kid. I would never do that to Wyoming.
I know you do. You do love Wyoming, John.
I do. It's just my bad luck state. I just will avoid there any chance I get now. I do not want to drive through Wyoming.
How
And
about
they have,
Idaho? Where does Idaho fit on that bad luck,
you
good
know
luck?
what? I've had some pretty good luck in Idaho, actually. So I don't know. There's been some nice times I've had in Idaho. My wife is born in Boise, so
Oh,
we'll see.
really?
Yeah,
Oh, one of my good friends.
I might go visit her childhood home and snap a picture for her. She hasn't been back there in years.
Would she trip out on that?
I think she would. I think she wants me to. I was just kidding, and she seemed pretty serious about it. I'm like,
Yeah.
maybe. Well, I mean, it's Boise. I mean, how far could it be? I mean, a couple blocks this way, a couple blocks that way. I mean, that's probably downtown Boise. I could probably lap the whole thing in 10 minutes.
With your
Easy.
Fitbit,
Yeah.
John, with your
That's right,
Fitbit.
with my Fitbit. So anyway,
So, yeah, so conferences, I don't know.
I don't know. Well, we'll talk about it because I think that the terrific Carl Lindgren Stryker has some ideas, and I know that Reform We will also have Tor Tor Olsen of the Olsen Twins on there, and we also mentioned Amy for the Administrator Extraordinaire, Amy Fidaigi, will be on tomorrow night's Techlandia or Monday night. And we said we weren't going to plug things, but there you go. Whatever. Listen or don't. It's okay.
I'm gonna listen.
I think we're pretty entertaining. I think we're pretty entertaining. This is right here. Grumpy Old Teacher's pretty entertaining.
The goats. Who doesn't love goats?
Who doesn't love grumpy old Billy Goats? But yeah, so we'll see how it is. Refranz had just come back from Educom, and
Okay.
so that's a big one. You know, that's where all the edufamous go to collaborate and commiserate and share ideas. And I think there might be a session there that says, come into this session and get all your fortune cookie tweets done on Canva for the year and put them into Buffer. I'm just totally kidding. I'm just totally kidding. But that
No,
sometimes I feel like that could be a session at a conference. Get some nice educational quotes, put them onto Canvas, and then tweet them out at different times using your Buffer.
I like quotes. I do like quotes. What's interesting is
People that quote themselves.
the quote of themselves and then tweeting out the quote of themselves. Now, I'm not opposed to quoting yourself or tweeting out something you've said, but it's like the quote of that you said with the like you've said it at the bottom reminds me of Michael Scott in The Office quoting Wayne Gretzky quoted by Michael Scott. Like it's just I don't know why that reminds me of that, but it always does when
Does.
I see those tweets come across. I'm like, oh, Michael Scott tweet.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, those are funny.
They are funny.
Michael Scott. Gosh, I love that show.
Yeah.
Shows I like. But yeah, so I don't know. But she's going to talk about Educon. She loves Educon, so she's going to really talk about it. She feels as strongly about Educon as I do about Integrated Portland. And now I
Cool.
live in Portland, so it'll be just like a little 10-minute trip instead of a 4-hour flight and then a trip to Ted Rossisi's house and then sleeping there. And
You never know who's going to show up at IPDX.
no, you never know. It's sold out from what I've heard, though.
Yeah, some people might just all of a sudden boom and they're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
Like Dean Sheresky. Boom.
Maybe. That would be awesome, though.
Diane Main. Boom. Let's see how many names we can drop on. We've been dropping names on this podcast.
That's good. Let's drop some more.
Let's drop edufamous people's names. Boom, boom, boom. Kurt Rees gonna show up. Reuben Hoffman.
Reuben
Reuben
Hoffman.
Hoffman. You know who's a real edu all-star, and I've been taking your online class from Adobe? Kelly Kermode. Kelly Kermode. She's good.
She is an edu all-star, John.
She's an edgy all-star, but she, I don't know, she's just very unassuming about herself. She's teaching this class. There's like 500 people in it the first night. I think it dropped out, you know, like in anything, but it drops off a little bit after after they have to start doing work or whatever. But Yeah, it was
Are
crazy.
they going to do another Ed Camp home again?
Yeah, well,
Because
I'll ask her when she gets up here. They've got to be. I mean, Carl's got to be in on it, right? And David
yeah,
Theriault,
Terrio and Shaun
John
White.
Lovitz. Those are like the four horsemen of Ed Camp Home, aren't they? Are we missing anyone?
No, that's them.
That's them.
Yeah.
Gosh, I like those guys.
And it's been a while, so we're putting the pressure on you for.
I think I missed the last one. I was doing something.
No, you were at the last one,
Was
weren't
I?
you?
No,
No,
I
I
think I
don't
missed the
remember.
last one. Ed Camp Home, for those of you that don't know, is where it's like an Ed Camp, except you can just it's like PD in your PJs, but you can break out into little sessions, and then there can be 10 people in a Google Hangout that you're talking to. And we actually had a Techlandia one time with the founder of Ed Camp, Kristen Swanson. Or one of the founders of EdCamp, I should say. And yeah, she was talking about how they were, talking with a person from MIT that was developing the software so that you could start doing those. I really think that's still the future of where we could go with things. I really think that we could just start doing like little short bursts on weeknights where it's like here, instead of doing an Ed chat on Twitter, which there's 15 gajillion Twitter chats. In fact, five new educational Twitter chats have started up since we've been on the air at 12 midnight Pacific
There's
time.
number six. It just tweeted
Which one is that? Is it I dropped my Chromebook chat or whatever, Ed chat? I don't know. So, but yeah, I think that that would be cool. I like the face-to-face conversations a little bit more. I think the Twitter chats are, I don't know. I know people love them. To me, it's they've run their course. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't really get into it anymore. I liked them in the beginning. I just like to lurk, but I just can't.
I think they're good for connect, like maybe connecting with people and seeing if you can find somebody that you're, like-minded with about education. I do like, I definitely like California Ed Chat's
I
probably
mean,
my favorite.
California EdChat's really one of the ones that I pay attention to.
And you know why? Because they're always trying to find a new way to make it fresh and honest and real. And not that other ed chats are not trying to do that.
Yeah, what are the other ones? Fake and
Yeah, I
liars?
know. I know. It totally sounded like that, which I don't even think that at all. Just knowing the
Calling
people
Tom
behind it.
Whitby a liar? A founder of EdChat?
No, I'm
A
not.
fake liar?
Definitely not. But I am saying, I know, like Joanne Fox. Let's drop some more names, and John Stevenson, and like let's go through them all. Just I know what they're doing behind the scenes, only because I had to try to co-moderate one with them, and I was just like, this is ridiculous. I can't even keep up.
How does Craig Yen keep up with it? I don't know.
Craig Yen is a master. I don't.
He's
He
the
is.
master of chat.
He's a master. He is the Twitter master. He is the Ed
Podcast master.
podcast. Yeah, he just, I don't know. I would like to see like a day in the life of Craig Yen online. It would be really cool.
I think
I
that's a
think I would learn.
documentary. Maybe we need that documentary. Maybe it needs to be made
Yeah. And
on an
I mean,
iPhone.
it was fun meeting him. Like I'd never met him until last year's Q and met him, and what an awesome guy. And but I just, I'm always amazed, like, Craig, how do you keep up with all this stuff, man?
Yeah.
I can't do it.
But yeah, I wasn't trying to interrupt you or be silly with it, but yeah, I think you're. I mean, I do think the California Ed Chat's a good one, and I like that. But gosh, it's hard to keep up with all of them. And I think if you did some face-to-face conversations, like Ed Camp Home style, like even if you just did like every other week, then they did one like that.
Right.
It would be pretty cool. I think that'd be good stuff. I don't know. We'll have to see. TB, as Michael Scott would say, TDB.
How do you remember people's names, John? You rhyme
Oh
them
my
with
gosh,
something
I remember
else.
that. I know. That one is so bad, though. You are
Yeah.
fatty. Your name, you're fat, and you're whatever. You're fat, your name is Pat. Yeah, that was good. You can do, that's the two shows I could just probably sit there and recite the line. Like, my wife will get mad at me because I'll start laughing at The Office before like the joke hits. Seinfeld and The Office, those are the two that I'll watch. And she's like, "You're laughing," and I'm like, "But George's answering machine message is so funny. I love that one." Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Just leave him. And then they play it. And then they play it again when he gets off. And then I like how he goes, "Where could I, you know, where could I be?" He goes, "Oh man, that's good stuff." All right. Well, you got anything else for us? We're at about a half hour. You want anything? Any other apps? I've got an app. You know what? I've got an app.
Yeah, give me an app.
Okay. So not that I'm trying. I'm going back to Techlandia now. I'm sharing apps. But I think there's two good apps.
This is the time when we share three apps.
Yes, this is the time we're doing reverse. We're Grumpy Old Teachers is reverse Techlandia. We share our apps right at the end. So one of the things that – one of the apps I like that I might actually talk about at the conference is Vine. I really like Vine, and I know that Vine gets a, you know, rap or whatever. If you use Vine correctly, there have been some people that make some pretty outstanding 6-second Vines. But there's one that just came out 2 days ago called Vine Kids, and all you have to do, there's no account necessary. You log in, and it just shows you Vines that they've approved. I saw one with Sesame Street the other day, and like, what's the guy from The Office, Craig? That's in like Hot Tub Time Machine. You know who I'm talking about? Daryl that works in the warehouse.
Yes.
So I saw him. I can't think of his last name, but
I met him at an Angel game.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, I took a selfie with him.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I just stand there. I went over and shook his hand and said,
Craig, what?
I didn't want to call him Daryl. That's all I know.
Yeah, don't call him by the characters by their regular name. Well, if you don't know Channing Tatum, you don't know what Craig's last name is.
No.
I love that guy.
He's Channing who?
Channing Tatum. Come on. You've got to know him. He's very
Tatum
easy.
O'Neal?
Tatum O'Neal? Right. Are we just going to play that where we just kind of keep going in circular logic there? Tatum O'Neal? Paul O'Neal? RuPaul? But so Vine Kids is pretty cute because it'll show them, and then the kids can flick through, and so they're all approved from Vine. No account necessary, simple, cool stuff. And then the one that I like for advanced, all right, so this is for the advanced techie people out there. Ready? I got this one from Mr. Technology. So Jeremy shared this one, which is an Android app, but it just came out the other day on iOS called PushBullet. And so what PushBullet does is, if you're anti-email like I am, you actually just download PushBullet. So it's a Mac app and, you know, iPhone, iPad, and you can push links, pages, pictures, all that stuff. So sometimes I am sitting on my desktop and I want to Vox Scott Pedley a screenshot, but it's on my desktop, and so then I have to end up emailing it to my phone and saving it so that I can put it into Voxer. But now, if I use PushBullet, I can just be like, send this to John's phone, and it'll come right in, and then you just hit a button and it downloads, and I can get it out there. So it's a good workflow. I thought it would be a great workflow for
Say students. The name of it again, John.
PushBullet.
PushBullet.
PushBullet. Just think of salt and pepper, and then Coors Light, the silver bullet. So, it's I thought it would be good for students, and then the only bad thing is it's either Facebook or Google sign in, and gotcha. I think that would be a problem. You know, always looking for ways where kids can kind of use some. They're like, let's say they have 1-to-1 iPads in a perfect world, or whatever, or 1-to-1 Chromebooks. Well, so they're doing a project and they have to build it on one device. It'd be nice if they could work together, take some pictures, then push them all over to the person that's going to make the video or whatever. I have some other ones for that. Chirp, always my favorite one to use. But PushBullet will work for what you need it to if you just are trying to get things from if you have an iPad, an iPhone, and it was Android long before that, so it works between any Android device too. I'm sure it's got a Chrome. It does have a Chrome extension, so works multi-platform, device agnostic now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, John, it's cool.
John, you know who shared the one? I don't know. It was a few weeks ago. He maybe has shared it a few times. I'm not sure, but your guy Tony Vincent,
Oh, okay.
Text Grabber. Have you heard of that one?
No.
Yeah. So Text Grabber. What I love about it is you can snap a shot of text, and then it translates it, and then you have like a huge variety of languages to translate in. So for a teacher that's working in a program that may have students with English as text from books or whatever they might be doing, and translate it right there for them. And you know what, I worked with a couple of my students, one who speaks Mandarin and one who speaks Korean, and we tested it out to see like how really good is this. And they totally confirm, like, it's not perfect, but it was like that. It was so fast to translate it. Tech, that's it right there. Text Grabber with
So it
that.
looks like it's on sale. It's $1.99, but it says it's Text Grabber and Translator with 80% discount only today. Well, I'm sure that's they have an education set, three apps for $5.99. Huh, interesting.
I just got the Text Grabber based on Tony's, and you know
Yeah.
what? It was funny when he tweeted it out. It didn't. It was based on it being on sale or marked down, but right when I looked at it, I'm like, wow, the application possibilities for this for a teacher who might have a student with limited English is just awesome.
Let's just touch ID, baby. Look at that. Oh, I just bought an app. I didn't even have to punch in my
That's
password.
scary, dude.
Dude, the iPhone 6 Plus, get it. Get it.
Yeah,
I love that. I like it because I'm blind. I'm like Tim Bedley. I can't see because I'm getting older in my eyes, you know. Tim Bedley
Bedley, he
definitely
can see. That guy's he's got pilot eyes, I think.
Yeah, he does. He has t I'm sure he has like super teacher eyes. Like his peripheral vision goes like 320 degrees.
Yeah, he's pretty legit.
He's a legend. You know what though? I would be more impressed with him if his class was in a commercial in the Super Bowl tomorrow. That would be impressive to me for Tim Bedley if that
That's
ever
not
happened.
that impressive at
No,
all, actually, John. That's really not that impressive.
you
Anybody
got
could do that. Not
left
many
me.
can teach like Tim Bedley, and legitimately, again, that guy is ridiculously good.
You know, I know a guy who could get his kids into a Super Bowl commercial, Gene Bedley, the senior Bedley father. He is a nice guy. I have met Gene Bedley several times. He's a nice guy. I still have him on my. I still have him. I should text him. He's
Gene
not too.
Bedley thinks the world of you, John. He
I
does.
think the
And
world of Gene Bedley. He was so nice to me. Is he liking his new house?
he's loving his new house.
That's good.
Yeah, they're loving it, and it's close to us, so we like that too, and
That's cool.
I'm happy for him. So
That's cool. All right, so who you got? Speaking of Super Bowl, who you got tomorrow? Who you got tomorrow? And
know,
then we'll
it's this is
wrap
a,
it up.
this is hard for me because my grandmother, who's passed away now, who I love more than anything, grew up in the Boston area, and she loved the Patriots, and she loved Tom Brady, but I love the Pacific Northwest, and it's hard to not cheer. And on top of that, I heard Tom Brady's sick, but I think it's a rumor.
I
And
think
Bill
it's all
Belichick,
Belichick
yeah, I think
game
it's a
some shit.
Belichick Mike mind game.
I heard he like his ankle or something. I just saw it on ESPN. Like it's like
He's got
Tom
the
Brady
flu, and
probable with an
his
ankle or
ankle's
something.
broken now. And I think Belichick said he dislocated his both shoulders. So, but Brady will come out,
Gronkowski out. Oh wait, he's back in, you know.
It'll be like that mystery injury to a certain Celtic player against a certain Laker team, and I won't even go any further on that one because I'm still
Well,
bitter about that.
so I think all the Patriots Super Bowls lately have been very close. So I'm looking forward to a more exciting game than last year. As we know, last year's was a horrible, horrible game.
Yeah,
I mean,
Denver
Husker
looked
City.
good last year, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they looked great right from the openings. They kind of looked like us, and it was kind of like Grumpy Old Teacher's one. Wait, the staff went over our head.
Sorry, Kurt
Whoops.
Reese. Denver didn't
Sorry,
look
yeah,
that
sorry,
good.
sorry, classroom tech. But yeah, so I think that I will totally be rooting for Seattle, but I have a feeling if I look deep in my heart, I think Tom
Ooh.
Brady cements his legacy, wins his fourth Super Bowl, probably becomes now the greatest quarterback in football history with his fourth Super Bowl. Would you
Yeah.
say that or no? Would you say that Joe Montana is the greatest quarterback?
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana, yeah, or Joe Montana, the actor. Also, I heard he threw for 3,000 yards at Proviso East in Chicago. No, I don't know.
Here's what I think about Joe Montana, is I loved his rookie card because that thing sold, sold, sold. No, Joe Montana, again, being a Cowboys fan, John, I'm not a
Yeah.
big Joe Montana fan.
Yeah.
So, but he, I mean, talk about an amazing quarterback. I'm going to go with Kurt Warren as the greatest quarterback.
You're going with Kurt Warner?
Yeah, Kurt Warner.
Okay.
And I just said Kurt.
Or Kurt Warren.
I said Kurt
Are you
Warren.
going with Diane
Kurt
Warren, the
Warner.
actress? Are you going with Joe Mantegna
Right.
and
For those of you listening in
Diane
the
Warren?
afternoon, this is about 1 o'clock in the morning that
It
we're
is almost one in the morning.
re-recording.
We've been on way too long. Wait, my Spotify is jumping. What's going on with that? Uh-oh. 29 seconds ago, Mark liked my playlist. You know what gives me
Thank
great?
you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. You know what? I really like when people like my playlist on Spotify. That is almost more gratifying than saying, "Hey, thanks for that app." I'd rather much rather have them like one of my playlists on Spotify. That just gives me a warm
Hey,
feeling.
listen, and if you're listening out there, please comment on John's playlist on Spotify. Make sure that you like him on Facebook, on his Spotify Facebook that he's creating right now.
That's
And
right.
be sure to give him some ratings on his Spotify as
You'll
well.
like my new Spotify playlist called Uptown Saturday Night with Childish Gambino as one of the people on there, and a bunch of it's actually my tribute to Australia. I have a bunch of people on there, Chet Faker. Oh, it's good stuff. But of course, the best song, Uptown Funk. Uptown Funk you up. Ever seen that one?
I have.
Oh man,
I
you
have. There's
cannot.
like a teacher video out there, right?
Right. So all right. So let's talk about that, and then we'll finish. What in the heck is that guy doing?
Well, I want to talk about global school really fast
Oh,
before
okay.
we
Go.
got
How about
off
Global
the
School
air.
Play Day? Right. We'll talk about that. Look at me, guy. Next time. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Global School Play Day. How many people are signed up? At least 400.
John, in under 4 weeks, there's over 43,000 students that will be participating in Global School Play Day. Just tonight, someone from New Zealand signed up their class, and they're just starting back to school. They're just finishing quote
Oh,
unquote
that's
summer
right.
down there, right?
Yeah.
So it's been pretty awesome, the response in that short of a time to get, who knows, by Wednesday, maybe there'll be end up being 50,000 kids that got to participate and play. And I think it's an awesome message out there to say in that, again, in that short of the time, it's struck a chord with people, and they're sharing, people are blogging about it. It's been a really interesting ride to see people, gravitate towards this thing. So kudos to all the people. Kudos to all the people that are jumping on board and giving their kids a chance, and hopefully this just is the first of many days for them to provide those play opportunities for their kids by limiting the amount of interference of home life by school and limiting homework.
There you go.
I just, you know what? My wife was telling me today, she's talking to a friend of hers, kindergartner, 45 minutes of homework a night.
My daughter is in kindergarten, and she's like, I told her it was the weekend, and she's like, oh, that means like, because they give them a homework on the weekend for them to like to do all week, and I just
What?
kind of looked at her, and I was like, oh, I was like, She's like, "Oh, I get homework then." I'm like, "Oh, I said I thought you liked doing work." She's like, "Homework is so boring." She's been in school for about 4 months. She already thinks homework's boring.
Of course, and imagine like 5 years of that. Ugh.
Oh man, I don't know. That's interesting. Well,
If
for
someone gave me
our
more papers to grade at home to make me a better grader,
You'd be like,
I would
or you'd be
celebrate
like,
that.
that's what I like. Well, for our global school play day, what we're going to do is the couple classes I have is I'm going to have them start off with some like an hour of play, then I'm going to have them do hour of code, and then I'm going to have them do digital learning day and then repeat. So they're just going to be bouncing all over the place. So it's like
That's
we'll
great,
run
yeah.
into the computer lab, do an hour of code, run outside, go play a game, run back inside, do digital learning day. You know, I'd have to ask Mr. Technology. I'd have to ask him, you know, what a good activity would be for that for an hour. Just do that for cycle. That'll be good.
He's the guy to ask. He knows that stuff.
He knows that stuff. He knows Arne Duncan.
Does he really? Like,
Well, he's met Arne Duncan, right? Maybe he
I don't
didn't
know.
meet, maybe he did meet Arne Duncan. Maybe he, but he's been to the White House, so that counts.
Ah, I've been to the White House too, on the outside of the White
Oh,
House.
okay. Yeah, I've seen it. He's been inside, like, as a guest
Yeah, I
for
was honored
education
out
stuff.
there. I was honored to be asked to move along.
I was honored too. I was honored that I actually made it to Washington, D.C. for the first time in 44 years of life. Oh, man. All right. Well,
That's
we
a
went
cool
way too
town.
long. We went way too long on this one. What's up with us?
Is this part two? Is this a two-parter?
Should we split this into two parts? We probably should. We probably could, actually. Should we
You need
split
like
it?
a little edit line to put in
Yeah,
there?
here, hold on. All right. So, ready? Thanks, everybody, for being on. We'll catch you on the flip side. Now, here we go. Ready? Hello, and welcome to. Grumpy Old Teacher 6. I'm your host, the same guy, and I'll just paste in that stuff from before. Then that's it.
Perfect.
There we go. We
Today we'll
just
be
did two
talking
episodes.
about
Today we'll be talking
Mr.
about all the stuff we just talked about. And Mr. Well, see, no, it would be good if we can't split them because you just talked about Global School Play Day, and then maybe if I
That's
put that
true.
out, it'd be too late. All
Yeah.
right, this is just it. It's just a long episode. Sorry, people. I don't know why we can't get it together. With our, we're just long-winded.
I think it's probably because we start recording at 11:45 in the evening.
We're just so bored now.
Oh my gosh.
I gotta pack for Idaho, or else I'm gonna be in trouble.
Yeah, go get going.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate all the people that are listening. Oh, I did think of one thing. We did have a question from the audience before, and the question was, how do you get trailers onto Google Hangouts on Air? This is more of a question for Techlandia, actually. So here is your answer. The question is, I just upload a video from wherever and just make it and put it on YouTube. And when you're making your Google Hangout on Air, it'll say, "Do you want to add a trailer?" And then you just, your YouTube's right there, and you just pick the video and pop it right in there. And so it makes you
Gotcha.
look all professional, but really, I'm not professional at all. So there you go.
That's awesome, John. That's good to know. And John, could you tell us really quickly whose tonight's show was sponsored by?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Tonight's show was sponsored. We forgot. We've been forgetting. They're going to cut us off if we don't
I
promote
know.
them. Oh my gosh. You should have told me that beforehand.
I just thought of it.
Tonight's show was sponsored by Flowbee. Flowbee, where I just cut my hair with Flowbee, as you can see, just hook the Flowbee right up to your vacuum cleaner for a safe, clean haircut, the same length every time. Always be in style with Flowbee. Flowbee as seen on TV. Thanks, Flowbee.
Yeah, Flowbee. The people are great at Flowbee. They're
Yes,
going
they
to be
are.
sending us to a conference down in southeast of the western part of Florida for a whole haircutting education conference, and we're looking forward to that, John.
That's right. We're calling that conference the Haircut 101 Extravaganza. And it'll be in Key West, Florida, coming up, geez, pretty soon, like next July, right? We got to get
Yeah,
going on that.
I'm tweeting about it right now. I'm
That's right.
excited to present with you down there.
I know that's great, and we're not going to have a keynote speaker at that one either.
No.
Just a bunch of people in a room talking about haircuts and talking about education.
That's right.
Haircut 100. Oh, wait, what did I go? Wait, I got
that's
called
what it's called.
Name.
It's called the Haircut 100.
Oh, I love that. The first 100 people sign up, get a Flowbee.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for listening. And oh, wait, Super Bowl prediction. I say Patriots 31, Seahawks 27. Go. What's yours?
I'm going to go Seahawks 24, Patriots 117.
Okay.
No, honestly, I'm going to go 27, 21, Seahawks.
Okay. So whoever is closer, next podcast will have to wear this if you lose for the whole podcast. I just did the pirate scuba gear mustache. All right. And we'll catch you on the flip side.